Hello, well, I thought I'd do an audio boo about what I've been up to. But before I tell you about what I've been up to, the coolest thing is that yesterday I got an iPhone 6. I have a case on it and a screen protector which came with the case. I got them before the iPhone arrived. It fits nicely, it's a nice case. And I really like the phone. It's an ordinary 6 rather than a 6 Plus. But I like it. Because I thought, I've seen a 6 Plus and them things are huge. They're nice. But I'm pleased to have the 6, which is still fairly big but smaller than the Plus. Something else really cool, though, is that it means I can now use the Alex voice, which I'm using at the minute. I may alternate because I still quite like the Karen voice as well, and I may sometimes go back to using that and sort of alternate between the two, but for now I'm using the Alex voice. I restored it from an encrypted backup of me 5, and the reason I did it like that was because the encrypted backups store all your passwords, so I didn't need to log into Twitter or Facebook or anything, and it remembered it remembers your Wi-Fi password, so I was automatically on my Wi-Fi. I didn't have to type that in again. And it remembers all your voiceover settings and everything you've added to your router and all your languages you've added and stuff. It's definitely the best thing way of doing it. A cool app, though, I've got for the iPhone, well, I got it when I was using my 5, is the KNFB reader. I know they used to have it for Nokia phones. I never had the Nokia version, so I don't know what it was like. But the Nokia one, I think, cost about something like £800 or something. I'm just guessing, but I'm sure it was really, really expensive. But the iPhone version costs £70, which isn't bad. So I got it, and I tried it out on a few things. I got something through the post which looked to be like a glossy leaflet. So I took a picture of it and it worked. It started reading out. It was a menu for a takeaway. So it was reading things out like curry and fish and chips and whatever else, pizza and things and all the prices. It worked really well. And I tried it on a couple of other things which also worked. It's cool. I like it. It's a pretty good app for reading mail and that. Apart from all that, I've just been up to the usual things. At choir, I think I did tell you we're doing auditions for people who want to do either a solo or ensemble thingy in the concert. So I did downtown for mine, and I got chosen, and I'll be doing downtown in the concert. Everyone else in the choir is going to be doing backing vocals in between, like all the altos. I'll be doing alto ones and soprano ones and bass ones and everything, and like oohs and ahs behind me singing me main vocals, and the odd downtown here and there as well. And we've practiced it a few times, and it's cool with everyone else doing their backing vocals on it. Also, there's going to be an ensemble group who are doing the tracks of my tears. They'll be singing, like, there's a different part for every sort of section of the choir. There's 4 of them or something, and they'll be all doing the verses, and then we'll all join in on the choruses and the sort of bits in between the choruses. The concert's 3 weeks tonight, so I'm really looking forward to it. So yeah, that's basically what's been happening. I had yummy tea tonight, sausage and chips, which was nice. And I'm sure there's probably something I've missed, but yeah, I'm pleased I got the new iPhone. I'm really liking being able to use the Alex voice on it. It was huge. It was 800 and something megs or something. I started downloading it late last night, and it took ages. I ended up going to bed, and then I just left it downloading. I changed once, obviously this morning when I got, by the time I got up and that, it was downloaded. So I then changed and my voiceover and used the Alex voice. So I'll post this now, and I'll do another boo soon, probably. Oh, the silly thing's locked. Oh. Hey. It goes very... Yeah, I don't know why it's changed its name. This is the first boo I've done since it changed its name to Audio Boom rather than Audio Boo. Goodness knows why it's changed it. Apparently, when it first came out, you couldn't do direct message boos on it, but now you can. I might have to put my headphones in if it's not gonna. It's been acting very oddly on it. My account, yeah, okay. Oh, it's gone funny on us again. Right, so bye for now. Oh. Or not. The time's going to run out before I actually manage to publish this thing. Voice, I should have put headphones in, really. I might have to next time. I'll do a boo because I can't actually publish it. Right. So it's lush and warm in here. I'm going to have to put my headphones in. I can't publish the silly thing because it's voiceover has either been incredibly quiet and then it's not speaking at all. So I'm going to have to stick the headphones in. That's if the time doesn't run out first. Because it is running out. Okay. And acting very strange. See, it used to go quiet, but you could still do it. And now it's like, it's as if it's freezing on us. Okay. So, yeah. Right, oh, this is more like it. Audio boom. So, bye.